T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary. I just need you for the night.
Situation here, Robbie. What did you YouTube songs about this word? And then this is
it's
what
my
just
favorite.
Came up?
When the words came out.
Yes. The answer is yes.
It's also very accented. Do you have any idea, Leroy?
No.
Turn it up, Rob. Or start the song over, Robbie, so Leroy can pay attention.
I was paying attention. I just need you for the night. I could give her
It does have a thick accent. What barely hear
she,
the word.
She says she wants a...
She wants the cucumber.
She wants the cucumber.
That's what he's saying?
Yeah. The cucumber. What? Cucumber is your word this hour.
Really?
C-U-C-U-M-B-E-R.
Wait. It's amazing. We go from hot, H-O-T, to cucumber.
I like how that song
obviously
is.
Enjoy is kicking Tobin's ass. Why don't you keep it down with the letters?
Obviously, the song can't be pervy because it's very festive.
I love some,
what are they singing about?
Some good soca
the
music.
Cucumber.
Well, if you listen to soca, that's how it all sounds, and it's all sexual.
Yeah. What's the song about? Yeah. Oh, nothing.
We just went about to your Jamaica.
Just about your favorite produce section.
And they have a show at the little resort.
Yeah.
Like what?
Like that.
Soca.
Yeah.
Love me some soca.
Really?
Cent. 5 cent. 10 cent. Dollar. Cent. I love that song.
So, our favorite bloke, Jay Joy. He was at Radio Row. And J.J., you know, his season tragically came to an end because of a knee injury. Not surprising. I mean, he came into the league
with broken knees.
Yeah. But who cares? We know that him and Adam Gase, not the greatest of relationships. Some may say the worst. You know, even though he did carry Adam Gase's ass to his only playoff berth. He yesterday held up the famous Adam Gase eye meme. The press of Adam Gase with his bug-ass eyes out. Oh, that's tremendous. Him, you know Jarvis Landry. Like, what would you have been to be on the text thread of Jarvis Landry, Jay Ajayi, and Ndamukong Suh, and Mike Pouncey when this all was going down?
Oh, my gosh.
With the crazy eye killer. Like, look at that. He's insane. I can't believe that's still coaching a team. What was he doing with the eyes?
I don't know, man.
Jarvis Landry, go look at his wagon with his eyes there, love. Here we go. Here's the lights going there. Crazy and Big Ben there, love.
Looking at tacos.
What is he looking at? You got one eye looking like fish and chips. The other looking bangers and mash. I'm just like a Jarvis. God save the queen, love. he's got real bug eyes. Couple of cross-eyed blokes.
And he responds, man, that eye stuff must be contagious.
It's contagious, Jay. It's contagious.
Yeah, I'll tell you one other thing that was contagious back in the day in the Queen's Kingdom was the bubonic plague there, love. You got the fleas on. People think it came from the rats. It didn't come from the rats there, love. It came from the fleas on the rats. That's where the bubonic plague wiped out almost all London. It would have been bad luck for old Jay Ajayi and your favorite bloke. Back-to-back 200-yard games.
I think Sue responds, hey, guys, shut up. I'm trying to get ready for the Super Bowl.
Wait, you do realize.
Yeah, Sue is like Leroy on the
right.
What?
Sue's trying to be like, Jay, Jarvis, shut up. He puts him on Do Not Disturb.
Dude, I'm telling you. Here's what happens. My wife says, hey, somebody text you. I'm like, the Heat probably lost. Somebody probably did something stupid. And it's just a light because it's all dark.
Yeah, because you have the strobe light on your phone.
Right. Because I've never turned on my ringer.
Well, you have one of those things, and I can't do this. It drives me nuts. You have like a 400 unread texts.
What do you mean?
And that would drive me crazy.
It drives me nuts. I can't do that. There's people that can do that. They just save up. Beast does this too with his emails.
I have 235.
I can't do that.
I can't deal with notifications.
What do you do? Why are you not answering?
I don't care. Like
I have 147.
I have 64,739 emails.
All right.
What? I mean, it would make me mental. I can't. If there's one, I need it gone.
To me, it's just a number. I have 106 missed phone calls.
Well, why? Why not just click the thing and clear it out?
No, I'm good.
Just like, it's one step over.
Just a number.
Question.
It doesn't matter.
Who's the new Batman?
I don't know.
No. Well,
We know it's not Ben Affleck.
He sucked.
You didn't like him?
Who should it be?
Well, he was supposed to direct this one, and then he got the heepo on it, I guess. I don't know. But then he was all like,
here's the Batman who sucked.
Okay.
Ben Affleck.
Yep.
Clooney.
No, Val Kilmer. Clooney
Val
was okay.
Kilmer was terrible.
Clooney was okay.
And the other one.
Christian Bale?
No, Christian Bale's the best.
Christian
one.
Bale's good.
No, the best was Michael Keaton, original. No. Yes.
Adam West.
Oh, well. I mean, OG.
Oh, yeah.
Respect to the OG, even though he was Batman in Batman pajamas.
Right. Yeah, they have no technology, no CGI.
Do you remember when they had the fight scenes and like they make it sideways?
Yeah,
they can you get that, turn the camera sideways.
Bring up the Batman theme song, the old school Batman theme song.
Kapow!
It's just like a trumpet going.
Bluey, kablam! Like.
Maybe Dwayne Wade can be Batman. He's not doing anything next year.
Well, he's
Robin.
What?
LeBron is Batman.
Get the hell out of here. Watch it.
I was thinking about this.
Watch it.
What? I was thinking about this.
What?
Get out of here.
Hey, okay. This sounds like a high school band. That's it.
Woo! That sounds like we should be playing in Star Wars.
You know how to really inefficient costume? Robin. I mean, he was straight up out there in a Peter Pan costume.
What was those? A big giant R on it.
What was that?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a waste. He's just there.
Yeah.
I mean, he was always there, too. Like, did Robin ever show up to save the day? Because mostly it was just getting captured and being used against Batman.
Yes, leverage. Yes.
Oh, sorry, Batman. We got Boy Wonder over here.
That's my Penguin. Or Joker. Whatever.
I mean, Batman is the only superhero movie where the villains were more famous than the Batman.
Do we have any Batman in South Florida sports anymore? They're all gone. J.J. was the last one.
LeBron.
No. He's not here anymore. Like, what are we talking about?
Neither is J.J.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're not dubbing Dwayne Wade that, although I think Dwayne Wade should go play Batman.
First of all, LeBron can't be Batman. He's 6'8". It doesn't even make sense.
He has too much red fingers.
He's not fitting in the Batmobile.
I was thinking about this. Like, is there a more than 50% chance that the Batman will not be like old white guy?
I don't know.
Just because
of
where we
just
are.
Go the route of like Black Panther?
Yeah, no, like we're just like, hey, it's a different time, a different age. Like the whole mogul thing guy doesn't have to be like old white guy.
I mean,
mogul.
Like Idris Elba was supposed to be the next 007 for like a good decade now, and they still ain't letting him.
Yeah.
I mean, all these wankers are like, what?
Idris Elba would make a great Batman.
He would. I mean, might as well. He ain't getting that 007 gig. Well, like,
by the way, can I just say, who's my man that was the Batman? The good Batman that we just talked
Christian
about.
Christian Bale.
Did not know.
Oh, he's got a...
He's British.
He's got a real bangers in Batman.
Because every role that he takes...
I was watching him get interviewed, and I'm like, get out of here!
I
thought he was faking.
How do you not know he's British?
By the way, House is also
every
British.
Every actor is British.
Yeah, they're all British.
I just watched the movie.
Every actor is British.
I forgot her name. She was doing, and I didn't.
By the way, The Brits, much better doing American accents than we are about doing Brit action.
Yeah, that's debatable.
The what is the
not debatable.
I'm spot on. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, the geez. Movie with Tom Cruise. Reacher. Is it Reacher?
Yeah, I saw it.
Yeah. The lawyer? English.
Yeah, but Robbie, do you have the sound of the struts telling Tobin his accent's horrible?
But in fairness, like, you're never going to...
Hey, what? No, and guess what? You locked and loaded it, and dude across from me, he looked up at me, and I was like, hey, man.
Hey. Your favorite bloke's a strut, I love.
And actually, I think this is what happens, though. No American's ever gotten to really, really fulfill it because there's so many British actors, it's not needed. But these British actors are so good,
you know,
that they get
it?
Turned over.
This is going to date me, but you know what ruined it all?
What?
Was Kevin Costner and Robin Hood. The worst attempt at a British accent ever.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Who had a British accent? Dude in Ocean's 11. What's his name? He was in, Iron Man. The black dude.
Don Cheadle.
He's not British.
He has a British accent in Ocean's 11.
No, yeah. Okay, fine. But
that's an English guy, American who has an English accent.
There are chances, but I'm just saying, after Robin Hood with Kevin Costner, that ruined the chance for any American actor.
Don Cheadle.
It's like one time. I'm telling you, this Kevin Costner. Go Google Kevin Costner, Robin Hood, English accent.
I got no sound on this computer. What's it going to do?
No, you don't need the sound. It'll just, the amount of people that, like, it's been a thing for 30 years. This guy ruined it.
Let's get the headlines.
I guess.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com station.
All right, here's the latest in the world of the NBA. One, and they're all Woj stories, of course, because, you know, he's Woj. One, Kristaps Porzingis had a meeting with New York Knicks management this morning saying he doesn't like the direction the team is going in. I'm not sure it really matters since he's not playing. Anyways, also on the Anthony Davis situation, the GM for the Pelicans is answering his phone, but not from the Lakers. The owner of the Pelicans is saying, listen, I'm out here. I'm going to stand up for all the small market teams. I am not going to let LeBron run this ish, and I'm not going to let my superstar go play with that superstar in L.A. in a big market. That's not happening.
Shout out.
Is it Star 69 or Star 67 that hides the number?
Star 67.
Star 67. So maybe Magic Johnson says, do that and get a voice amplifier?
This is not Magic Johnson, but Horry would offer you every pick you wanted.
And Lonzo Ball and Kyle Kuzma.
And we'll even put a restraining order on LeVar Ball so he doesn't come there. Deal? No backsheesh?
So there is talks of a three-way Lakers, Pelicans, Celtics, but we don't know how that's going to go.
Do you think that Del Demps, who's apparently not answering calls, but is
from
answering calls, do you think, like, Riley gets his call answered, or do you think that's getting sent to voicemail?
No, Riley gets his call answered, but the one thing is the one caveat is Anthony Davis has basically said through his agent, which is Rich Paul, which makes it all shady, that he will not re-sign with whatever team he goes to unless it's the Lakers.
What if Dion Waiters has as much pull with Rich Paul as LeBron does, and they pull a power move to get Anthony Davis to play with Dion Waiters?
What are you smoking, bro? Seriously.
That's the only thing I can come up with after last night.
What the hell are you smoking?
I'm convinced these fat cats were self-sabotaging last night, so nobody's in any trade talks. Very disappointing.
What? Yeah, it is. We could do that less than a week before the trade deadline.
Did you just compare Dion's pull to LeBron's pull?
I mean,
was that
just
a
asking
thing you just did?
Maybe. How about this?
Oh,
about this?
Here it comes. Okay. Here it comes.
Think
go
about
ahead
this.
And say it. Say it first.
All right.
Say it first.
I'm not. No, this isn't just throwing it out there. This is just a one. I'm just wondering.
Oh, is that a new thing? Is that a new?
It's not a trade. It's just a question.
I'm just wondering.
No, it's just a question.
Yeah.
Is it possible that Rich Paul wants to prove that he can stand on his own two feet as an agent, so he makes a power play for Dion Waiters to show, see, I don't just pull strings for LeBron James. I do it for anybody on my client list, like Dion.
The answer is no and no.
How pissed would he be if LeBron found out Rich Paul made the move to appease Dion Waiters.
What,
like, does that get him fired immediately? Is like, there no more clutch sports?
You're dealing with something that is never happening.
I would just like to know what the ramifications are. Like, does clutch sports close immediately?
You might as well ask this question. What would the reaction be if Beast ran a marathon? Like, you might as well ask that. Same thing. Samesies.
Oh, what would the reaction be? I'm curious.
Samesies.
No, it's not the same.
Samesies.
Because
it's impossible.
You running a marathon isn't going to end anything.
It's impossible.
It's
impossible.
Him running a marathon is never going to end.
The only consequence is for you.
How many days do I get to finish that puppy?
You're going to get to the end of the block and call for a ride.
Somebody says,
can you Uber a marathon?
How far? I can't even say.
I've never run a mile in my life.
Texter writes in that Manny Diaz is Batman. He's Manos.
No, he's Manos. He's El Patron.
That's stupid.
It's not stupid.
It's stupid.
What the program is going with. Hashtag TNM. That's what you
even stupider.
The program is tweeted
that's
out
what we're
El Patron.
Let me ask you a question. Is all that stuff still going to be cool after losing to Florida by a lot? I won't say 60-0. Is all those stupid hashtags still going to be cool?
We're rolling in Orlando. We're taking down the
Gators. Let me explain how it works. I've been around this for a minute. And the excitement is good as long as you're not playing games. Once the games start, then it becomes complaints.
I like the text that writes in. 63,000 of those 64,000 emails are just corrections to Beast schedules.
I agree. Because he doesn't actually make the schedule. He just copies and pastes the old schedule.
What, you think I'm going to retype everything every week? It's ridiculous.
If it means getting it right.
Huh? What?
I can already hear it after week one, losing to Florida.
Somebody said if Beast runs a marathon, the authorities need to warn everybody within a 10-mile radius. There could be earthquakes. One could result in death. Nah. First of all, if you're within 10 miles, you don't have to worry about him hurting you because he ain't going to get there. When was the last time you ran?
That's a good question.
You didn't even, like, chase a kid? Nothing.
No, the last time I actually really ran, like really, like
yeah, because I remember
some sort of distance.
After you got your surgery, you were talking about I'm gonna get back into it.
Yeah, so the last summer, like this past summer, when I was up in New York, we had to run across Battery Park in New York to go catch the ferry to get to Statue of Liberty, and I put on a pretty good hustle. Like I was keeping up with the people. Now, I will tell you, once we got to the line, I needed several bottles of water and thought that I was going to need the paddles. But once I got going, I was going. Now, it's been a while since then, and I don't think I could do it now. But back then, I'd been working out and doing everything right, so that happened. But that was like, 7 months ago.
15 minutes of Fat Cats is next.
Are you ready, people?
15 minutes of heat. Ticket. Where are you going to get heat information like this? With Tobin, Leroy, and Beast. Now!
Make some noise!
All right, 15 minutes of heat is brought to you by Xfinity. Xfinity delivers the fastest internet with the best in-home Wi-Fi experience. You can get up to 5 lines of Xfinity mobile talk, text included at no additional cost. Call, click, or visit an Xfinity store today. It's also brought to you by All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine. At All Pro Orthopedic and Sports Medicine, it's their job to get you back in the game. With 4 South Florida locations, there's one near you. Go to allproorthopedics.com for more information. The Miami Heat, they embarrassed themselves yesterday, losing to the Chicago Bulls. Fat Cat City all over the place. Nobody had a good performance. It was trash all over the whole joint. Nobody was good. Bulls out-hustled them. Heat were brick city. Couldn't buy a 3-point shot. It was terrible. Terrible performance. And so we're left here where it's just like everybody's back to let's just tear this thing down. Now, we do have a situation that has developed because everybody knows we are on whale watch on the show at all times. We do have a situation that has developed.
You can't catch a whale with minnows.
Well, hold on. Something has crossed my mind here.
Oh, God.
As the Tobin Army has come strong into my mentions. What about this? So we get this report
today. By the
way,
you have a flock, not an army. Flock.
Debatable.
It's a flock.
Debatable.
Stugatz has an army. You have a flock.
That's fine. I'll take it. Whatever. I prefer a flock anyway. I'm like a shepherd.
That is correct.
Anyway, my flock, they had this to say. Oh, speaking of flock, before I get to this, did you see this video that was of the sheep?
Oh, yeah.
Doing the wall kick.
Oh, wait. Like
where the dude, the farmer, gets just, he does the Anthony Pettis
right.
cage walk where he just kicks Ben Henderson, but instead of that, he does it to his shepherd.
What? I got a question. He's like, no, you will not use my coat for my skin for a coat.
I just love the air. Like, well, not first of all, what is that, a sheep, right?
Yeah, that's a sheep.
Like, I mean, look at this.
Look,
like,
at, the,
like,
well,
look at
the, I mean,
maybe
look,
it's a
he's
goat.
Looking over, it's like, hey, Bubba.
Yeah, I don't know
he's
if
like,
that's a plain
hey,
sheep.
Hey, Bubba.
All
watch,
I know is,
watch this.
The
goat's got hops.
What do you call it when you're able to like move around and you've got
run?
No. Dexterity?
Yeah.
Like that animal's dexterity and ability to get hops up onto the wall?
No, they can jump, man. You never seen the commercial?
Not like that. That's like,
yes. Have you never seen the commercial with the goat on the guy's back?
Listen. Tell you what. I'd sign him up to play linebacker right now.
Goat's got hops, man.
Goats, that's all they do is jump on stuff. That's what they're known
listen,
for.
Listen, take Kiko Alonso, get him out of here, put that goat in there.
So.
But wait, what is this guy? Is he already tired? Because, I mean, what did he think was coming?
He's the only guy, I mean, no, like that was the move. Look, that was Anthony Pettis at his prime, where like people were like, oh, damn.
Yeah, but look, watch this guy. Put up something. Look.
Again,
nobody ever did that before.
We're not getting into this argument again.
All right, let's get to the whale watching,
or the fat cats.
You have your hat.
So you want to catch some whales? You want to catch a whale with some fat cats?
You're up my theory. So before you mock it,
put your hat on. We cannot have whale watching without your hat.
Does that mean? Hold on. Question. You have to let me know, when are we just throwing it out there? When are we whale watching?
I love that he can't.
When are we
back?
All right. Now listen,
he's got his pipe in.
Now you're talking like Sean Connery.
This is a situation developed. Now, we of course know the Anthony Davis thing is probably not going to happen. There's too many variables. It seems like there's some weird stand. Do you wonder if he's not going to sign here? He could convince him to sign here. I'm not concerned about that, but I am concerned about these guys throwing up all over themselves to sabotage any plans Riley has of trading them. It's clear as day.
Probably meant you probably should have never signed.
That's fair point, Leroy. Now. This situation has developed in New York. So Kristaps Porzingis is telling, this is from Woj's account. He says, in a meeting with management today, Knicks forward Kristaps Porzingis expressed concern with the losing franchise direction and uncertainty that a culture is developing that will enable a sustainable organizational success. Porzingis wants to play for a winner in New York, but is searching for clarity on his future with the team. Porzingis is out with an ACL injury. He can be a restricted free agent this summer. Now listen. Sometimes in the business of sports, it's about relationships. Who coaches the New York Knicks?
That'd be Fizdale.
Now, if Fizdale has a disgruntled star on his hands who's 7'3 with an injury, who's looking for culture, perhaps David Fizdale would like to surround his future top pick with a little bit of culture of his own.
He'll send
disgruntled Porzingis down here for a little trade package.
Listen, that culture ain't working too well right now.
Hey. You can't have this guy coming back and question you immediately. You're trying to get a fresh start. They're going after KD this summer. Maybe you get the bad egg out of the hen house before it already starts.
No, or you need KD and Porzingis.
KP.
Huh?
What?
Huh?
Who's KD and Porzingis.
Maybe.
Why did you say KB?
KP. I thought you, whatever. I understand what you're saying. You're saying if they signed Kevin Durant. If they signed Kevin Durant.
Guess who gave in?
Who?
Who's our GM from the Pelicans?
Demps.
He picked up the phone from the Lakers.
What, did he get tricked?
Star 67.
Woj bomb.
Star 67.
Lakers and Pelicans executives have connected on the phone, connected to Anthony Davis. They're expected to talk again prior to next week's trade deadline.
Hey, how legitimate is the phone call?
This asshat gave in.
Could be just him telling him to kick rocks.
He gave in!
We got a bigger issue here.
What?
Yes or no answer.
Mm-hmm.
Don't beat around the bush.
Mm-hmm.
Did you call Porzingis a giraffe with a bad wheel?
It's hard to keep up on that one. But I don't. But hold on. I'm not disputing that I did say that. But okay. I also don't think Porzingis is a whale. He's a narwhal.
Then why do you have the hat in the?
Well, narwhal is a very rare nautical creature, and also his nickname's the unicorn, and the unicorn of the sea is the narwhal. Just ask Dominique Foxworth. He's very familiar with the narwhal. That's what we're dealing with here. Not your typical whale. Whale with a unicorn horn.
You know what I find amazing is that every day.
Sounds like you're boxed in.
No.
Because you're.
How would I be boxed in? I'm not arguing anything.
Because you called him a giraffe with a bad wheel, and now you're talking about trading for him.
Well, I'd rather have a giraffe than a bunch of fat cats. And that's what I got right now.
No.
Somebody says giraffes are majestic.
I love giraffes. I love feeding the giraffes at Lion Country Safari.
Oh, it's really? Good times.
They have the guy come all the way down, or do you go up on
them? No, they have like a riser, right?
Have you seen giraffes fight?
They're majestic.
Oh, with the necks. Oh, it's disgusting. It looks ridiculous.
I'm ready to trade everybody after yesterday. I was so upset. I'm just...
Even Bam?
So you're on...
No, not Bam. No.
You're on record of trading everybody, right?
Not Justice?
I said I wanted to trade everybody.
Everybody that played last night. Obviously, Dwayne Wade didn't play.
Justice was so fat catty yesterday.
How
can Justice be fat catty?
Dude, he was letting that dude with the slick hair just drive past him at will.
Oh, yeah. Like, yeah. What was up with that?
I don't know. Because he's just like, cocky Justice. And by the way, Fiddler was back in full force last night. The power of Crab Beach.
I know. I was noticing that.
They were at home for 2 days. They've been home since Sunday, not playing basketball.
By the way, someone said a lobster emoji at one point.
That was me. I got my new emojis, so I was just trying it out. Trying it on for size.
Wait, narwhals are rarer than whales.
I mean, he is 7'3". It's kind of rare. It's a rare skill set. That's why they call him the unicorn. Would you like having the nickname of the unicorn in sports?
Yeah. Unicorn's good. Like unicorns.
Well, no, not... I mean, it depends on what kind of unicorn.
There's different kinds of unicorns?
Yeah, because think about this. Jadeveon Clowney was a unicorn.
Who?
No guy, Jadeveon Clowney.
Oh.
No guy that big could run that fast.
Yeah, right. Fizdale kind of owes Riley.
But you really want...
Wait, no. He's trying...
You... He does. Wait.
He does.
You, but wait, responded.
Okay, first of all...
He does.
Wait,
he kind of owes Riley.
Wait. One.
What?
You want a broken player.
That's an ACL.
On a 7'3" guy, 7'3" guy. That doesn't.
You see what Boogie's doing?
Okay,
like it never happened, and that was an Achilles.
He's 6'10".
Hey, but he's fat. Robbie, work the trade machine.
Would you take him?
What's the trade for Porzingis?
Hell yeah, I'd take him.
Okay.
Hell yeah, I'd take him. But
what's the trade for Porzingis?
I don't know. Bring it up, Robbie. Bring up the old.
Well, you got to get rid of one of your big guys, right?
Yeah, you would.
Oh, you glad him? Give him a sign, huh?
He probably wouldn't be that much in salary. I'm pulling it up now.
He's a restricted free agent this
summer.
They're
not going to.
He's the same draft class as Winslow.
It's going to be Bam. They're going to want Bam.
Nah, Fizdale can't have Bam. He's going to have to ask for somebody else.
They're going to want Bam.
Fizdale owes Riley. All right?
For what?
Because when he got fired and shamed by the Grizzlies, wrongfully so, I grant you, who was there to pick up the pieces? Who?
New York.
Pat Riley.
Porzingis' number is at $5.6 million. That's all you'd have to match.
Oh.
Yeah, well, that's crazy talk.
Stupid.
It's crazy talk. Well, all right. But.
You want to take back Enes Kanter?
How about Olenek? How much is he making?
Too much.
Oh, yeah. Olenek is at $12 million, twice as much.
Oh.
Hey, no one's taking any of these guys. anybody with whiskers, they ain't taking. You got a better chance seeing them in a Friskies commercial than you do seeing them on any other team.
Wait.
Nobody wants any of them.
How about Enes Kanter kissing the floor and then hitting an air ball?
Yeah. Well, New York Knicks. What are you going to do?
Come on, bring a Kanter, bro. Look at him smooching the hardwood. Oh, air ball.
Hate the New York Knicks. But Fizdale owes Riley. Hey, Kevin.
You can't throw I hate them and then trade with them. That's not how petty works.
Oh, it is. It is.
It is not.
Sure. Is
you think seen? You're going to trade with Pat Riley who resigned by fax?
That was a long time ago.
A long time ago, and he's got one of his proteges.
So they
there.
Should be over it.
He's got one of his proteges.
Well, none of the people.
Like you are with the LeBron thing.
None of the people running the Knicks were around.
Not. I am.
No, you're not.
How can you say that?
You got butt hurt. I'm telling.
I'm
you.
Not.
What?
My butt is fine. My butt is good.
Let's ask a totally different person. Beast.
Yes.
Does Team Petty still live in this one about LeBron?
1,000%.
I'm not, though.
You what?
I'm not.
You say that, then you...
What have I been petty about?
Listen.
What have I been petty
about?
Here's
the situation.
What have you not been petty about when it comes to LeBron?
Listen.
All right.
You are better at suppressing the petty for LeBron lately, but...
No, because he just hooks his horns into somebody else.
Like, all it takes is one little trigger, it comes out like a flamethrower.
If I had my choice, I would rather Anthony Davis go with LeBron than I would him go to Boston or New York.
Here.
100%.
No, here's 100%. The other thing. How can I put this? Your petty for LeBron has not left. It just relocated because
while you
were saying I'm over LeBron, that's because Gates was giving you plenty of action.
No. Picture my petty as a spirit animal that has gone into the atmosphere. And it's just gone. It's free. Like, I've gone on a quest. That part of me no longer exists. I do not hold any grudges against LeBron James. Now, if he pulls off his Rat Fink behavior from time to time, I must call that out. Like taking credit for Vice jerseys. Something like that, I got to call out. But, you know, in general, I don't care. LeBron could go win 6 titles with the Lakers. I'd be happy for him. As long as it's not in Cleveland.
Or the time where he said the Heat's record was like 35-47 before he got there. He threw that whopper to Rachel Nichols.
Yeah, you know. Those things, but that's history. That's not being petty. All right, because he's being petty. So those things have to be put in check. But that's just me as a person who is making sure people follow the facts. I'm not doing that to be, LeBron. I don't care. I don't sit at night crying about the glory days of the Big Three. It was awesome. I love the Big Three.
Slim still does.
Yeah, he sits here all pathetic. It was so awesome. It was awesome. But it's okay. It's over now. So let LeBron go do his thing.
Let him do his thing.
My goodness. I have no issues.
Must have been love.
He's not with that Rat Fink fan base anymore in Cleveland, which peed on his face and burned his jerseys.
Can we say that?
Yeah. It's facts. I got to be a reporter. Sorry. They did. Urinal cake faces. Urine all over him. That's medical. Tell me where I've been petty once for him in L.A. When? You have nothing, Leroy. You're out of bullets.
No.
So let's get back to this Porzingis. You don't think that Fizdale owes Riley one?
No.
Because it's positive for Fizdale.
Nope.
Because he's going to get some role play. They're going to be very thin if they just go with this KD thing. They're already kind of screwed salary wise. You make this move.
They ain't getting KD without Porzingis.
Oh, sure they are. KD just wants to go to New York and be the guy in New York. Plus, especially if they're going to draft Zion, if that happens, they'll definitely get him.
Okay, can I ask you a question? Seriously, just for just a moment, just be normal Brendan Tobin. Okay?
Okay.
The Brendan Tobin that Tommy Tighe often brings on Heat Weekly on Saturday.
Reasonable.
Although Perk is on this weekend instead of you, which is fine. I've never been on once, but neither should I.
You shouldn't be. Yeah. I actually tell him, don't bring him on.
I'm sure you don't. I'm sure you tell him that. I mean, why would you want me on Heat Weekly? It was Hurricanes Weekly.
You ever invited me on All Canes?
Nor would I.
Hmm. Interesting.
I'd invite Leroy on.
A little hypocritical, if you ask me.
By the way, Dan Enos, Monday or Tuesday.
What was that? Oh, on our show?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways.
I hope he gets ready to recall some ass whoopings.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I put that in the email. That's we want to get to that. And he's down.
All right.
Be reasonable for 1 second. Porzingis is not happy with the direction of the team in New York.
Correct.
Okay? Not happy with the culture, not happy with the losing.
Yep.
You think he's looking down here going, that's such a different thing.
Couple things. He has a very good relationship with Goran Dragic. All right. So he's going to pair with Gogi, who's going to love playing with. Have you heard the new Austin Burke commercial, by the way?
Did you trade him yet?
Beautiful. No, Goran, he's not in this deal. No, you need to bring him here because I think that's a good transition for Porzingis to have Goran down here.
Do they really have a good relationship, or are you just doing that?
No, they do. They do. They hog after the games.
Can we dedicate a segment?
Do you remember the Euros? The Euro Championships?
Yes.
Yeah, Goran put Porzingis' ass in a blender. He cooked him.
Question.
He's from Latvia. It's not the same thing.
I didn't say they're from the same country. I just said they have a good relationship.
Okay.
Question. Can we have a segment to where we figure out who would be left on the team if you had gotten all your trade wishes?
Dwayne Wade.
and Bam. He's never wanted to trade Bam. Wait, have you traded Bam?
I did trade him for Anthony Davis.
Oh.
Now,
but I was just throwing it out there. I was just being realistic because I want to sit at the big boys' table. I can't be the Heat fan who's going to sit here and be like, oh, let's trade Dion Waiters,
James Johnson,
and Drew Richardson,
wait,
bro.
Why you guys got to go?
They light up the text line.
It's just ridiculous.
Oh, bro, with the
Magruder, Olynyk.
Hey, somebody says you had
Pete. Wait a minute. Well, I know there's Canes bros. Now there's Heat bros.
Tons
when it comes
bros.
To trades.
Hey, yeah. Here we go. Yep. You got PTSD.
Petty traumatic
stress disorder.
I'm not petty. I'm not petty about
come
that.
Come on, man.
Look us in the eye.
I'm not petty about LeBron anymore. I don't care.
Listen to me.
I don't care. I wanted to win the championship this year. Yeah.
Robbie, got a first said,
Robbie, Tobin's been shook ever since Amber boxed you in.
She didn't box me in.
She boxed you in.
She didn't box me in.
She's a lawyer. She boxed you in.
She didn't box me in. She's never won a sports argument with me ever. That's why she gets so frustrated that we have the boxed in law firm.
Somebody also said that D Wade, UD, and Duncan Robinson would be left on your team.
Did you guys see Duncan Robinson last night?
What'd he do?
So good. He's so good. 26-8.
By the way,
yeah, you could have 15 fouls before you foul out. So basically,
that's the summer league.
I'm like,
Leroy's Super Bowl breakdown is next. All right, welcome back. It's Totally Right Beast here with you. Eric Spoelstra just is talking to reporters. He has called last night's loss embarrassing.
And it was.
Well, thank you. Thank you, Coach. We know. We know it was.
Yeah.
Again, another one. DJ Khaled style. Just keep racking them up. Embarrassing home losses.
By the way, you saying that is hilarious.
What?
Another one.
Another one. I watched this documentary on just social media, and it's just DJ Khaled getting interviewed about how he's just like, once something new comes out, I master it. When the Twitter, Vine, Instagram, I master it. Another one.
The
Lakers. He did jinx the Heat in 2014.
He did hard.
Magic Johnson presented Demps with five different trade scenarios for the Lakers and Pelicans. So
he shouldn't have did that.
It's going to happen.
Yeah, do you want to hear one of them?
Yeah.
This is according to Brad Turner, who covers the Lakers for the LA Times. Sources, Lakers let Demps know that one of the trade scenarios includes Lonzo Ball.
Of course.
Kyle Kuzma.
Yep.
Brandon Ingram.
Mm-hmm.
Ivac Zubac. And now number one pick per source.
Why don't you just give them the franchise?
If you have LeBron and
Anthony Davis, does
the rest is just ancillary pieces. You can get those anywhere.
I agree with that. The question, I guess, is with the Lakers. Like,
you do need a point guard.
They have Rondo.
This is what Brad Turner goes on to say. The Lakers have no want to get a deal done. They have no plans trying to outbid the Celtics during the summer because the Lakers will then pursue other free agents besides AD. I'm sure you will. To clarify, Magic Johnson and Demps spoke about how to proceed on the trade talks regarding AD. So that's where the Lakers stand.
All right.
But that being thrown out there is not surprising. Like, if you're going to get AD, you're throwing it all out there. That's why I'm saying, like, if the Heat had any prayer of getting him or have any prayer of getting him, like, you know, they're going to first of all need help that the Pelicans don't want to trade with them. And that everybody else drops out of it. You would have to throw everyone at them plus picks.
I were throwing some shade at the Heat a little bit.
Okay.
Expo.
What did he say?
Because the tweet was, you know, what you said. Eric Spoelstra called the Heat's effort in front of their home fans last night an embarrassment.
Mm-hmm.
Then Ira jumps on that and says, which is all well and good, but it also was said after the losses to Atlanta and Orlando with more following. When you are embarrassed and let it happen again and again and again, that's when there's a problem about being more than being embarrassed.
Yeah. No, that's a problem when you can look at the coach. In most cases, like, if you have a team that keeps doing something over and over and over again, you go to the coach.
Is Spo on the hot seat?
No, he's not on the hot seat.
Firespo.com.
he's not on the hot seat, but that's where most people go.
I said a couple weeks ago that I said this is going to be the toughest coaching stretch of Eric Spoelstra's career.
Yeah, because he can't figure out who to play.
And I don't think he's come up roses on it. I don't think that this is his. I don't think this has been his best.
Because
season.
You think he's playing the wrong guys?
I don't think he knows. He said it yesterday. He's not confident.
Does anybody know, though?
I think in this case, like, if you have too many guys, and eventually, I think one of the things Riley was mentioning last year where there's got to be a hierarchy, it's kind of on Spoh. He's got to figure out what that is, because I do think, you know, not to defend Philly Cheese here, when he says that things are a lot freer, I do feel like there's probably a little bit in that organization. If your name is not Dwayne Wade, probably Justice Winslow, you probably are playing a little bit on eggshells. What is my role? Am I going to get yanked? If I F up, am I not going to play? I do think
JJ
there's a lot of that going on. Hassan Whiteside.
Not JJ, I mean Jay Rich. Sorry.
Yeah, and I don't think they would yank Jay Rich, but Jay Rich is a guy who just seems like he's in his own head with some of the stuff he's doing.
Right.
You know? I don't think this has been a fantastic coaching job by Eric Spoelstra.
Whoa, Leroy is right. Spoelstra's got to go. I did not say that.
Whoa.
Watch your mouth. Did not say that.
Shaft.
No, all you said was that it's on the coach a little bit.
No, I mean, when
it fairly is.
Question, and this is very evident in football. When you have a team playing lethargic, not playing with a lot of emotion, getting dumb trucked all the time, and this is why I'm a little annoyed by the Dolphins, somebody leaking out that they want to tank, is because you're bringing a minority coach in, a guy who's getting an opportunity to coach, and before he even coaches one game, you're telling him that we're tanking.
Yeah.
Now, that's not a problem, but I can promise you this. The only thing that could happen in this scenario is something negative for the coach. That's the only thing that could happen. He can't do anything good.
Mm-hmm.
And so from that standpoint, when if the guys don't play with energy – and they actually lose, and they end up 1-15 to 2-14, you're going to fire the coach and say, look, they didn't play with the kind of energy we wanted.
Especially in the case where your other coach is in the division, and if you are actively wanting the team to lose and Gase finishes up with a better record than Flores, people are like, what'd you give him up for? Even though everybody will know. This is just another wrinkle in Adam Gase's Ponzi scheme.
Jesus.
What? It's true. I'm sorry. Oh, it is. God. He's a football Ponzi schemer. And that's what's going to happen. Right. He'll win six games and be like, oh, look at the improvement. Great job, Sam Darnold. Broadway Sammy, he's back.
All right. I mean, I tell you what. I wouldn't mind having Drew Holiday. I like him.
Why don't we do this?
What the hell is the point of having Drew Holiday on this team?
Yeah. Huh?
He's good. He's not going to take it to the next level.
No, yeah. I know. But I'm just saying. What if he goes to L.A. with –
Is Drew Holiday that much better than Justice?
I don't think they're going to be able to trade Drew Holiday, yeah. Man. Like, everybody else is going – unless they trade, like, you know, expiring contracts, maybe they'll be into that. But, man, they're not doing that.
All right.
Since we're already up against it, why don't we come back, do, like, a quick headline real quick just to hit the thing, and then let Leroy do his football breakdown.
Oh, we're going to give away $1,000.
Listen, don't give me an outline. I know what I'm doing.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
I'm making a suggestion.
No, you're not.
That's like what I do with my 3-year-old.
Say it. I'm just throwing it out there.
Just throwing it out there, yeah.
No.
No, hey.
No, I'm just wondering.
This is what I do with my son.
I'm just wondering, why are you talking so much? You happy time last night? What happened?
Hell no.
You came in guns a-blazing today.
You're all jacked up on Mountain Dew, Chip.
Oh, I had coffee, donuts, wings. My insides have just
got
a little bit of everything.
Hot chips behind you.
Hot chips.
You're in for a rough 4 p.m.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.